Chapter 35.
Chief of State Natasi Dalla stood in her private apartments, staring out the huge transparisteel window onto the nightscape of Coruscant as she sipped a cocktail. It was never dark or silent. Always there were bright spots of color, the motion of vessels frenetically going about their business at any hour of the day or night. Other buildings towered around her own, many of their lights on. Some of them were apartments like hers, others were businesses. She knew down to a window who lived or rented what. She was one of the most powerful beings in the galaxy, and Wynne Dorvin had insisted that she know exactly who all of her neighbors were. It was beautiful and comforting in its own way. The crowded city had a life, an edge to it, that Dalla found energizing. She took another sip, the ice in her glass clinking. The decor in her own home, in contrast to the organized chaos that zipped past outside, was simple, almost stark. The main room had high ceilings and unfussy but comfortable furniture. There was art, small statues, a fountain in the corner, and framed, precise, abstract paintings by Ku Chisar, one of the most famous artists of his time. Quiet, instrumental music played unobtrusively in the background. All was orderly, with clean lines, a union of form and function. It was her personal refuge. Her outfit, too, was orderly with clean lines. She wore a shimmer silk tunic and pants with simple slippers. She was well aware that the green brought out her stunning eyes and red hair, but she was also able to move and relax in the outfit, even as it flattered her. It did double duty and was therefore efficient. Dalla liked efficiency as much as she liked order. When the door buzzed, she opted to greet her guest herself. Her chef's work was done and keeping warm. She had sent him home and had deactivated her droids for the night. Droids were useful things and had prepared the apartment well, but she wanted to have true privacy for the conversation that was to ensue, for various reasons.